Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah will deal with two different items. Item one is a Metzia, a found object, in which it's not clear whether or not the person who owned it put it down in the spot on purpose or not, and therefore you cannot take it. The second item it'll deal with is items that are found inside a wall of a house, and it's not clear whether it belongs to the person who owns the house or not. Mishnah says, Matza achar hagapa o achar hagoder gozolos mikusharin. You find birds that are tied up by their wings. You find it achar hagapa, on the other side of a gapa. Gapa is a stone wall of sorts that has not been put together with mortar. It's just the stones are sitting one on top of the other, or a goder, which is more like a regular fence made of stone. You find on the other side of them, you find them sort of put away there. O bishvilin shebasados, or in the pathways of a field, you find these gazals mikusharin, these tied up birds. Hareze lo yigavahen, you should not touch them. Because this is what we refer to as safek hinuach. It's a doubt whether or not the owner placed them there or he actually lost them there. And the halacha with safek hinuach is lo yitol, that you're not supposed to take them. Since they don't have a simon, since they don't have any sign of identifying sign, therefore, if you're going to take them and the person put them down there, he's going to be out of luck. He won't be able to get his item. So therefore, you should not take it. However, had it had a simon, had these tied up birds had a simon on them, then since it's not a place that's really properly guarded, it's not a makam ha-mishtamer, it's not a guarded place, so therefore you should pick it up and make the announcement and he will get it by virtue of giving its simon. Matza kli va'ashpa. If you find a utensil inside a trash heap, and we're dealing with a trash heap that is not regularly emptied, because if it's regularly emptied, then it's what's called an aveda midas. A person puts an item away in a trash heap that gets emptied, it obviously is throwing it out, and you could take it. But here, it's something, a trash heap that does not get emptied, and it's covered there. Im mechusa, if it's covered, lo yigabo, he should not touch it, because the person may be hiding it away there. Im megula, if it's revealed, it's not covered, notar l'machriz, then you can take it and make a hachraza based on its simon for somebody to be able to claim it. Now, what type of item are we talking about? A keli that you, a utensil that you put into an ashpa, is obviously not talking about knives and forks and things that could easily mistakenly be thrown in. It has to be something that could not have been mistakenly thrown into the trash pile. It has to be something that clearly was placed in the trash pile. Otherwise, we would assume that it was there by accident. And if it's there by accident, then you want to take it and announce it, because otherwise the person will lose it forever. Now the Mishnah says a different case about you find something in a wall. Matza bagal. If you find something, an item in a pile of stone, uva kosel yashan, or an old wall, hare elu shalo, those belong to the one who found it. And we don't say that it belongs to the owner of the house of the wall, that the wall belongs to, because the Mishnah says we can presume that these items that were in the wall belong to nations that lived here before. We're talking about an old wall that was there from antiquity. However, it's got to be clear that it's been there for a very long time. For example, if it has a lot of rust on it or something like that, that shows that it's really an ancient item. Tosfos actually asks an interesting question, and he says, why don't we say that the one who owns the wall is kone, acquires the item due to the concept of chatzir? Anything that's in his chatzir, it's in his domain, should become his. Tosis says that there's an exception to that kinyan chatzer, and that is that only items that you would eventually find, those are things that kinyan chatzer works on. But something that's hidden away and may never be found, there's no such thing as kinyan chatzer, and therefore the person who finds it may keep it. However, the Mishnah continues, Matzah b'kosel chadash, if you find an item in a new wall, mechetzev alachutz, if it's halfway on the halfway side out, outside of the wall. Shalom, it belongs to the finder. Mechetzev lifnim, if it's found, however, in the halfway into the wall towards the house side, shal baal bayis, then it belongs to the baal bayis. It's presumed that he placed it there. The Gemara points out that this is only true if it can't be determined based on the item from which side it was placed into the wall. If it's clear, let's say a knife, the person would put it in using the handle. So if the handle is facing outwards, then you know it got placed in from the outside. Somebody who was walking by placed it in there. If it's the other way around, even if it's beyond the halfway mark from the house, if the handle is towards the house, then you know the baal habayis placed it there. Im haya maskiro la'achirim, if the owner of the house had rented out the house to others, afilu b'soch habayis harei elushalo, then even if you find it inside the house, if you're passing by there, it can belong to the person who found it. Tosfos points out that we're obviously speaking about that you found the item in the house that in a fashion and in a way that it appears as a lost object. If it looks like one of the utensils that normally belongs in the house, of course, it does not belong to you. It's something that belongs to the house. The Gemara actually asks that why don't we say that the lost item should belong to the last person who was there? And the Gemara responds that we're talking about that the last person was not Jewish, and to a non-Jew, you're not obligated to return a lost object. And that's because the Torah, when giving us the mitzvah of returning a lost object, uses the term achicha, your brother.